Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is July 7th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up in the news, if you've noticed some trouble with your upgrade to Adobe Lightroom version 1.1, you are not alone, so please jump into our post-processing forum. There have been some catalog corruption issues, mostly with an upgrade directly from a beta version of the software. So if you're looking to upgrade, or you've noticed some troubles with your catalog, check out the forum and see if anybody else has figured out a solution, or just has some information for you. There has been a Sigma UK burglary. That's right, a significant number of lenses, flashes, and teleconverters have recently been stolen from Sigma's UK offices. So if you're in the UK and you see unusually inexpensive equipment for sale, please contact Sigma. Details, plus a link to a seven-page list of serial numbers are available on the blog, so jump into that and take a look. Have you ever wondered about the exposure modes on your DSLR? Then check out episode number 44 of The Image Doctors. You can find that, along with all our other podcasts, at podcasts.nikonians.org. So if you haven't listened to The Image Doctors for some reason, please by all means check out their podcasts. They're absolutely fantastic. Our friends at Let's Go Digital have put the Nikon Coolpix S500 through its paces at Arches National Park. So if you're interested in a little point-and-shoot and have been looking at the S500, why don't you check out the links in the blog and see what our friends have managed to do with that little camera. Moving on to the forums, a faithful listener, Nikonian Mr. Tim, has suggested that our podcast be nominated for the 2007 Podcast Awards. For more information and to clarify which category you should use for the particular podcasts, please check out the link in the blog to the forum. Thanks, Mr. Tim. We really appreciate your idea about us being nominated for some awards. Now it's July, and we have an online photo assignment for July, and this month's assignment topic is silhouette. To find out more about the specific rules about that, check out the link and make sure you read the rules of the assignment. These are designed to be new photographs, not something you have in your archives, so you can learn about some interesting things and what to do and get some new experiences out there. If there are any Nikonians near Montreal, please check out the thread in the blog from another Nikonian looking for some others in the Quebec area to kind of get together, maybe do some assignments, and just have some other photographer contacts. So check that out if you're in Montreal. Now, from a listener, I have received a little bit of feedback. Michael Ryan from County Dublin in Ireland sent in this comment about one of his recent experiences with some basic photography. It's kind of a bit shocking, so take a listen and see what you have to think.
Hi Jessica, it's Michael from across the pond in Dublin in Ireland. Funny thing happened to me last week. I was out with the local photo club. We went for a day out in Kildare, and part of the day some of the ladies wanted to go shopping in a new outlet called Kildare Village. Fairly high class, very well set up, well appointed, so I thought after a bit of coffee, I was quite bored. I would take a few photos, hence the reason I'm in a photo club. So I started taking some photos of two kind of statues of two dogs, part of Irish folklore. And I got a tap on the shoulder from a rather small security guard telling me I couldn't take photographs. I tried not to laugh and asked him why. And he says, it's not allowed. So I asked him, why isn't it allowed? Just isn't allowed. So I still tried not to laugh. He toddled on back to his post and I went and told some of my friends. So half an hour later, we were passing by the information office and I says, I have to find out what this is all about. So I went to the girls and I said very politely, I was advised I couldn't take photos in your centre. While if that's your rule, that's your rule and I'll abide by it. I'm just intrigued to know why. So the girls looked at each other very blankly and said, it's part of the contract that the shops have. So I said, why is that? And they says, well, you cannot take a photograph with a brand in it. So I said, well, that's the way it is. But it sounds to me a little bit odd, as you could certainly put in a logo from Photoshop, or even if you're on a main street and public property, you can take photographs of other billboards and branding. So it sounds a little bit odd to me. I have no idea where it's coming from, but I hope it isn't the thin edge of the wedge, because there are certain concerns people have around the world of not being able to take photographs of public facilities. Even though this was a private facility and it is their right, I still think it's a bit odd and can certainly be circumvented if people put their minds to it. Anyway, that's my comment. Thank you very much for the show. It's absolutely terrific. And you take care of yourself, Jessica. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Michael, for sending that in. I hope all of the listeners appreciate that a little bit. And if you've had any other experiences similar to Michael's, why don't you drop me a line and let me know about that? And we'll see what we can do about getting you on the air as well. All you have to do is record something as an MP3 and send it along to newsflash@nikonians.org, and I will get you on the air as well. As for our contest winner from last week, it was an easy contest, and the winner is Farrell Kramer of Closter, New Jersey. He was very, very quick at responding to that, and his t-shirt will be in the mail soon. For next week's contest, or this week's contest, depending on when you listen, I will choose someone at random who sends in feedback, be it an email, be it an MP3 file you'd like me to put on the air, or just a comment in the podcast feedback forums that's relevant to Newsflash. I will just pick you out and drop you a line and ask what size t-shirt you'd like. No begging this week. That was for last week, so I'm gonna stop the begging. You do have to give us some feedback more than "I want a t-shirt." That was 1 week and 1 week only. And I will pick the winner. Oh, when shall I pick the winner? I will pick the winner next Friday. That would be the 13th of July at about 5 p.m. Eastern Time. How about that? So get me in some feedback before 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's in the US. So those of you in the UK, that's 10 p.m. on Friday the 13th, and we'll see what winner we choose for next week. That is all I have for you this week. I will be back on the 14th with the next edition of Nikonian's Newsflash.